And now this is a dictation for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, May 2940. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mr. Bridges. Wife participated of this encounter, who has advanced renal failure last visit a month ago. To have a transesophageal echo, March 21st. He follows with University of Michigan Hematology, Dr. Talpas, T as in today, AL, P as in Paul, AS, for secondary myelofibrosis associated to polycythemia vera on treatment. 2 meals a day, weigh down a few pounds, frequent nausea, takes Sofran, sometimes vomiting, no gross abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding, if anything, probably constipation, although it's better. Isolated bruises, no major nose or gums bleeding, no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, some lightheadedness, but no falling episode or syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Lasix, Norvasc, Cardura, and Aldactone for her bone marrow problems on Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F-I, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, blood pressure 103.56, weight 164. Hard of hearing, normal speech. He's able to speak in full sentences, but wife give most of the information. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 3.4, GFR 18, stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia from the bone marrow problem, 9.7, low platelet count, stable over time, 79. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time. We have a long discussion on the meaning of advanced renal failure. I understand his age and medical issues, and his overall functional abilities are diminished. We are going to send educational class. I discuss about the issues of dialysis. It started based on symptoms. Most people GFR less than 15. The need for an AV fistula. They are not interested at home dialysis, peritoneal or hemo. I explain what is an AV fistula. The blood test needs to be done on a regular basis. We will continue using EPO treatment for for anemia, although given his bone marrow abnormalities, his response might be poor. We will monitor potassium levels given the aldactone and diuretics. He has no symptoms of uremia, no symptoms of encephalopathy or pericarditis. They always have the option of hospice care. This was a prolonged visit. All questions answered. End of dictation.